Hey everyone, I'm Chaney from Che Tech Time, and welcome to this week's bonus episode for Chaney's Tech Talk. It is November 25th, which is Thanksgiving, but more importantly for technology, it's the day before Black Friday. So this bonus episode is going to be going through some of the top deals for Black Friday of 2021. Tech companies always want you to buy from them, but you never know if you're actually getting the best deal. This episode is going to solve that and tell you what deals are actually good and what deals you should probably stay away from. Anyway, let's get right into it. First off, we'll get right into the smart home devices. Now, for Google and Google Assistant devices, you can get a Google Nest Hub, the second generation one. So that's the one with sleep tracking and more different colors. You can get that for 50% off. So it starts at $100 MSRP, but you can actually get it for $50. So save $50 on a Google Nest Hub second generation. That's a pretty good deal. And you'd want to get something like that because it's over 50% off and you get a lot of more features than the original Nest Hub, previously named the Google Home Hub. But the sleep tracking and the multiple color options are a really good thing that you'd want to get from this Nest Hub second gen rather than getting a used first gen Nest Hub on eBay or Swappa. Now, say you want to control some lights with your brand new Nest Hub. Well, TP-Link Casa is one of the best, in my opinion, smart home automation providers. And on Amazon, you can save $5 on the Casa Smart Plug HS103 2-pack. So, for just $15, you can get one of the best smart plugs, at least in my opinion, that exists right now. So, this is a pretty good deal because Casa just overall works really well with a ton of different smart home platforms. It works well with Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, Home Assistant, if you want to put it on any other services with your own configuration and all that kind of stuff. TP-Link Casa, it's a really good smart home ecosystem to get involved with. So if you're starting out and you don't want to bother getting a hub and then have everything communicate on its own proprietary protocol, doing a Wi-Fi smart plug from TP-Link is definitely the way to go. So if you're starting off with smart home gear, a TP-Link Casa smart plug HS103 pack of two for $15 on Amazon is a really good bang for your buck. On the topic of smart home gear, we're going to transition over to the Amazon side of things, and let's say you want to see what's going on in your front door. You know where I'm getting in with this, a smart video doorbell. Now, this is a really good deal from Amazon. You can get the low-end Ring video doorbell wired, so their base model doorbell. It requires you to have doorbell wiring, except the doorbell wiring is only used for power, not actually ringing the doorbell. It's a little complicated, but you can get their base model Ring video doorbell and have that bundled with an Echo Dot third generation, get this, for $41.99 on Amazon. That is a great deal. Now, to give you some more information on the Ring Video Doorbell wired, it's a Ring Video Doorbell, but it uses only your two doorbell wires, but you can't actually use your existing doorbell chime. You have to buy either tiny ring chimes, is what they call it, which are things that plug into your wall, and the Pro model can even extend your Wi-Fi signal for Ring devices only. But because you're also getting an Echo Dot in addition to the Ring Video Doorbell wired, your Echo Dot can actually act as your doorbell. So if someone rings your video doorbell, obviously in terms of Ring fashion, all your devices will get a notification like your phones and tablets and computers and whatever you have. But the Echo Dot acts as its own doorbell chime as well. So if you configure it in the Alexa app, your Ring doorbell can ring on your Echo Dot as well, therefore kind of being your doorbell chime. It's not only on one Echo Dot. You can do it as many Echo devices as you have in your house. So you're saving about, the original price is $100. So you're saving, and forgive me if my math is incorrect. Oh yeah, $58. So you're saving $58 with this bundle. So you're saving money on both the Ring Video Doorbell wired and an Echo Dot third gen. So it's not the newest Echo Dot, don't get me wrong, I realize that, but an Echo Dot 3rd Gen still works just fine. And if you're using it with this, it's pretty good. You're getting a free 3rd Gen Echo Dot, basically. And if you wanted to factor that in, you're basically saving $18 on the Ring Video doorbell and then getting a free Echo Dot. So this is a really good deal. But let's say you don't want to necessarily protect the outside of your house, and you really want to protect the inside with a good security camera. Well, the Blink Mini security camera, also from Amazon, is $15 off. So instead of paying $35, you can pay $20. And this was seen last year on Black Friday, but the price is even cheaper. And similar to the Ring camera, except it's two different smart home brands, except they're both from Amazon, so it'll still work on your Amazon devices, but Ring and Blink are both owned by Amazon, and for that matter, I'm pretty sure Wyze is even owned by Amazon. Don't quote me on that, but it does work really well with your Amazon devices. But anyway, you can get the Blink Mini security camera for $15 off, and for something that tiny, it actually works really well. So if you want to get a new security camera for your indoor use, then this is definitely something that you can go with. Going back to getting cheap Echo Dots, you're going to love this. You can get an Echo Dot 3rd Gen for $35. In addition to that, you can get a free Bluetooth color bulb. So this is a light bulb from Senglid. Excuse me if I didn't pronounce that correctly. But you get a free smart bulb that's multicolored, so RGB, you can do it with whatever color that you want. That's a pretty good deal, actually. It's really low. It's only $20. Excuse me if I said $35. No, you're saving $35. It's actually $20. So that's a really good deal. You get a $20 Echo Dot. In addition to that, you get a free smart bulb. So if you want to automate some of your lights, this is definitely a pretty good deal. Now, something that isn't 100% smart home, but let's talk about TVs now. So, the Samsung 55-inch, quote, the frame, QLED smart TV, and it's 4K, obviously, because, like, what isn't 4K at this point? But it's a 55-inch TV, $500 off. That's a third of the price gone. And honestly, Samsung smart TV stuff is actually, like, better than you may think. Like, obviously, I personally don't use smart TV features. I would just use a dongle like a Fire TV or a Chromecast with Google TV is my personal favorite. In fact, at some point on Chaney's Tech Talk, I'm going to post a review of it, an audio review, of course. But a Samsung 55-inch TV that's smart, that's a pretty good deal. I think you will not be dissatisfied with that. Speaking of a Fire TV stick, you can actually get a Fire TV stick 4K for 50% off, so $25 off. The price was originally $50, so $25 for a Fire TV stick 4K, that's a pretty good deal. You can get a lot of good stuff on a Fire TV, and yes, the storage on streaming sticks isn't amazing, but you can still do a lot on a Fire TV stick 4K, so that's definitely something I would go for. Now, on to smart TVs, but Fire TV smart TVs. You can get an Insignia 58-inch F30 series 4K smart TV. So that has Fire OS loaded onto it. You can get that for $230 off, so it's $350. I'd say that's a pretty good deal, in my opinion. Now let's get into some audio gear. So, for headphones, you can get the Bose Quiet Comfort 35 2s. And you can get those for $250 originally. Now you can get them for $200. You're saving $50 on something that's really nice. That's a pretty good deal, and I would definitely go for them, especially if they're noise canceling. But if you go with something from Bose, you can always go for the AirPods Max from Apple, which is a pretty nice design. You can get them for $440 instead of $550. So you're saving 20%. That's a really good deal if you want something from Apple and just something that ties into the Apple ecosystem a lot better. Now, let's say that you have, I don't know, a Nintendo Switch, a GoPro, anything that supports a micro SD card, you can get a 400 gigabyte micro SD card for only $40. That is $1 per 10 gigabytes. So that's insane. Getting a $400 micro SD card for $40 on Amazon, that's a really good deal. You can load a ton of movies onto that. If you had like a Fire tablet that had a micro SD card slot, you could load movies onto it. You could load games onto it if you had a Switch. You could store a ton of videos that you'd record with a GoPro. Or you could just make a use of it with a Raspberry Pi for some reason. But if you're going with something that high, you might as well just use USB booting. But that's a rabbit hole that I'm not going to go down on this episode. So anyway, 400 gigabyte micro SD card for $40, that's a pretty good deal. Speaking of Fire tablets, you can get a Fire HD 8 for $45, so half off of the original $90 price tag. And this is a 32GB model. It is not the Plus version, so it won't have your wireless charging or your... what was the additional thing? I'm trying to think. But you won't get the wireless charging or the additional gigabyte of RAM. That's what I meant. But the Fire HD 8 alone is still a pretty good tablet. So if you want to save half off, and you can turn on Amazon Free Time if you want. You don't necessarily need to get the Kids Edition to use that. But if you want to use a Fire 8 HD tablet, then this is a pretty good deal. I would definitely go for it. I've been fans of Fire tablets ever since probably the first one, and I've always had good experiences with it. Of course, yeah, no, it doesn't have the Google Play Store, but you can always sideload that. On the newer ones, it's even easier than ever. There are a ton of tools and articles that will allow you to do it, and you can still do a lot on a Fire tablet even without the Google Play Store. But especially with Windows 11 having support for the Amazon App Store and Android apps, the Amazon App Store is getting a lot more attention than it used to because developers are now easily porting their apps for Android on Windows now, and they're using the Amazon App Store as their distribution platform. So these may be the top deals for Black Friday, and these are some pretty good deals, but think of what the deals for Christmas and holiday gifts will be. There are going to be a lot of good deals. I think these are some great ones. Think of the other ones that you may get towards the holidays. I think you have a lot of good things coming your way, and I think that this is already pretty good. It's going to be even better for then.